Simple.
So happy it's Thursday. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
I'm talking about 4 days in a row straight, baby, every day this year on time, huh?
While there's a flu epidemic going on.
Oh, why wow. The flu is out there.
Wow, he's so, good. He's so good. Big of you. Yes. To come to work.
Yeah. And say good morning to our Thursday co-host, our latest addition to the TJMS from New York, Sherry Shepherd.
What up,
hello,
Sherry?
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's 8 degrees out here, and I'm loving life.
8 degrees in New York this morning.
Eight degrees, but I'm alive because I can feel the frostbite.
All right.
There all is right. A God. Ain't God good? Won't he do it? Huh?
God is good and cold to me.
That's cold.
Does it take you back to your days in Chicago?
What about Chicago?
Does it take you back to your days in Chicago with the 8 degrees?
It takes me back to Chicago. Girl, I got frostbite. I got the little icicles on the end of my wigs. It's just crazy. Everything's frozen. Don't make no kind of sense out here.
Does the wig keep you warm, Sherry?
It keeps my head warm. It keeps my brain warm. Yes, it does.
Yeah, because I can tell you right now, with no hair, it's cold. It's very cold.
You know.
You know,
that's my new tagline.
Get me a wig, man. It's cold out there.
I agree. Keep yourself warm.
Get a wig, stay warm.
Yeah. I'm going to need one with a chin strap because it's definitely going to blow. It's windy out there, too, man. It really is. So
cold.
It's windy. It's cold. You know what? We just got to accept it. It's
It's that time
January.
Of year. It's January. It's what's cold.
Right. I know why it's so cold. It's wintertime. That's what.
Polar vortex.
Yesterday I was asking Sybil, does she remember back in the day when she was growing up in Chicago, them closing hundreds of schools just because it's cold?
No. Now they don't do that.
Mm-mm. They do that now.
Now they do, but back in the day, they didn't close the schools.
They didn't close them.
You had
these
to go. You had to walk
soft.
Through the wind.
Yeah.
You had to walk through the snow.
These kids are soft. I said it once, I'm saying it again. They're soft. They're very soft.
And that is a conversation that everybody is having.
So happy New Year, Sherry.
Happy New Year, everybody. Did y'all make y'all resolutions?
I made a personal statement, but I didn't make
I
did not make any resolutions this year.
I made one.
What is your
what
resolve?
Was yours?
To be on time every day this year. And so far, Sherry, I've
done it.
You've done
it. Congratulations.
4 days in a row, isn't
you make
that?
Little steps. I mean, it's little steps. You know?
Baby
okay,
steps.
Eight days in and you still good. You only got 300. How many more you got to go?
Exactly.
So what about you, Sherry? You make resolutions?
I haven't made any yet because my resolutions don't work so well for me. I think of them in my head. I did them for 2014.
What did you do for 2014?
Yeah,
I made a resolution to lose weight, and I did that.
That's
then
nice.
I made a resolution. I said I'm gonna have the best marriage ever.
Whoa.
That sucker didn't work. So I'm holding off on resolutions.
That hit a slow bump in the road, huh?
Everything settled now.
Everything's
settled?
Oh, no. My three attorneys come with me everywhere I go. They sitting right outside the having coffee. And they told everybody, put it on Sherry's tab.
Wow.
You're putting kids
you
through college, right?
Take,
yeah, how long is this going to take, Sherry?
How long before this whole thing's going to be over, if you had to take a guess, you would say?
How long before this whole thing is over?
How long?
These people talk about going to the Supreme Daggone Court. I'm like, I don't want to go to the Supreme Court.
He wants to go to the Supreme
life.
Court.
He wants to go to the Supreme Court?
You know, because I got certain issues. I'm telling you, know what? I'm going to just be a hoe because it's much cheaper.
Wow.
It is so much cheaper to be a hoe.
Wow.
If you had just been
a
hoe, look at where you'd
for
be.
You.
Look at where you'd be if you had just
Sybil,
been a hoe.
If I had just been
be
a hoe.
Right now,
you could have saved yourself a lot of money, huh?
I could have saved myself a lot of money, a prenup fees, right. Everything, if I'd have just
you know
went
what
out there and hoed
myself
out.
Hoeing through the wig and just go to church. That's all you need to do.
Now, the Lord knows
go
your
to church
heart.
And be a hoe.
Yeah.
God know my heart.
If you had to do it all over again.
You just be a hoe.
And go to church.
I'm just a hoe, only a hoe.
I'm just a hoe.
Bless your heart.
That would have worked.
But I love
Cosby.
Marriage.
If Bill
I don't
Cosby
want people-
had said that, he wouldn't be in the mess he's in today. If he comes on television and just says that, he would be okay. Look at him.
What
right
should
there.
Bill Cosby have said?
Use the and use the Bernie Mac voice too, player. He's
America.
Got look at him, America.
Look here, America.
I'm just a
look
hoe.
Here.
I'm not a
look
rapist.
Here, America. Let me tell you something. I'm just a hoe.
I'm not a rapist.
Wow. I ain't drug nobody. I ain't rape nobody. I'm
but
just
you know
a
what?
Hoe.
If he keeps going the way he's going with the accusers, he he won't have to sell tickets. He can just perform for them because he'll have a whole.
Well, the thing is, he's performing very well outside of the country because last night was the first night of three dates in Canada in which Mr. Cosby performed, and they loved him. They came out there for a show and for comedy, and he gave them exactly what they wanted.
Yeah. And do you think that they come out that because it's so surreal? It really is. It's so surreal.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's just Canada.
Wow, what does that mean?
Well,
I think you can sell tickets here.
That's some,
I do too.
Look,
do too.
There's some very forgiving people. The mayor's on crack.
No, I think
it's the fact that they elected him.
I think it's the fact that people want to see Bill Cosby.
I think it's
he's got enough fans that will buy tickets to see him.
And I think it could happen here too.
It could happen here, yeah.
It's like when there's an accident on the freeway, you keep going by. I think people would still go to see if he's going to say something. But we can't point fingers at Canada, Tom, because we had a crack mayor too twice. Marion Barry. We forget, don't we?
Mayor for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what did he say? The video was out.
The B set me up.
Yep. He said, the B set me up. He should have said he was a hoe, too.
Okay, right there in New York, now they're complaining about the mayor's wife going to the funeral services in jeans and being disrespectful. You know, they want to talk about everything but the issue of Eric Garner. They want to talk about the wife wearing. They want to talk about what the mayor said, what the wife was wearing. They want to talk about Reverend Al having Viagra at his lawyer's house.
Whoa!
But they don't want to talk about Eric Garner.
But I don't think you give them anything to talk about, and I think that might have been something. I have an issue of that too about people and what you wear to church and things like that. And sometimes
I'm with you on that, Sybil.
I think it
depends on the church because some churches have a different dress attitude towards.
But it would not have been a bad thing if she had just worn a dress or a suit, you know.
And, I think it's just a little bit. You got to have a little bit of respect. I really do.
Yeah.
I think. But nowadays. People don't dress up like they used
to.
No,
they
don't. Okay, well, let's
talk
about Eric Garner then. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's
but
the reason.
But I'm saying my point is you don't give them any more ammunition. And so that could have been a way to avoid that. But they are.
If it wasn't the jeans, it was going to be something.
It's the mayor, too. It's not just Eric Garner.
No, you know if you wear jeans, if the first lady wears jeans.
Said about Eric Garner.
Yeah, you know they're going to say something.
You know they're going to say something if you put on some jeans, Tom. I mean,
I'm with you. I'm old school. You can't go wrong with a pantsuit. You just cannot.
Ask Hillary. She knows.
Hillary Clinton.
A fashion expert.
I'm a fashion expert. You can never go wrong.
Yeah, jeggings are not, you know.
Jeggings will never get you any points.
Never. I don't care how slimming they are.
You got a nice pantsuit, man.
And I love First Lady McCrary, but you cannot, you know they're going to say something. You know, when you're in that position, it's like there's a scripture that says, when you get a lot, you have more of a responsibility.
Yeah.
So you know you are the First Lady of New York.
Don't wear jeans to the funeral.
Don't wear jeans. To a
funeral.
And they're
already turning the back on your husband already.
Exactly.
You just can't go up there.
Don't give him ammunition, Tom.
But still, let's get back to talking about the injustices going on with the police department. That's all.
Okay.